This latest case is there's three petrol pump attendant and car wash attendants in Letterkenny. So we're taking on for their dole plus €50 a week. Now, I feel that that's just blatantly taking advantage of the system to get cheap labour. I personally worked as a petrol pump attendant a number of years ago in school, and I know that it didn't take me 9 months to get trained up. It's obviously, the Christmas period, a chance to get cheap labour through the system, and that highlights the flaws that the job bridge system has.
And it's not the first time you've brought up the issue of the job bridge scheme. You just want it to be scrapped altogether?
As it stands, it needs to be scrapped. I understand that there is some positives. I understand that there is a need at times for an internship, a genuine internship scheme, but I don't think that's what JobBridge is. There's been over 6,000 people taken on the public sector through JobBridge, despite there being a moratorium preventing any of those people being recruited. So they're clearly being used to massage unemployment figures, fill employment gaps. In the private sector, it takes away an incentive to create genuine jobs. So it's counterproductive in a way that these jobs should be filled through a decent wage, through people getting paid what they're worth, but it takes away an incentive. So why would a business need to employ somebody at a decent wage when they can get somebody for free through the JobBridge scheme?
Do you think the companies who use the JobBridge scheme should have to take on a certain percentage of people permanently after they finish their internship?
I think at the very least, that should be a rule. Like if you're genuinely taking on someone as an internship and that person is good, they're helping your business or whatever your work may be, and they're clearly of value to you, you should take them on and pay them a decent wage.